Espresso English Podcast, Episode 22, Speaking Fluent English, My Top 10 Tips. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. A lot of English students have the goal of being fluent in English, and students ask me, how can I become fluent? So this lesson is about my top 10 tips for learning English faster and reaching your goal of fluency. My first tip is to understand that there is no magic bullet. This means that there is no secret and super effective way to guarantee fluency very fast. Becoming fluent in English or any language is a long-term process. If anyone says that they have the secret to instant fluency, don't believe them. There are different methods of teaching and learning English, and some are more effective than others. But remember that different methods will appeal to different people, and all of them take time to reach the level of fluency. My second tip is to use English in your daily life as much as possible. I think it's more important to have frequent contact with English than to have hours and hours of study. For example, using English for 10 minutes a day, every day, is better than studying for 1 hour only once a week. Even if you don't live in an English-speaking country, there are still many ways to include English in your daily life. For example, you can listen to English as you drive to work. You can read the news online in English instead of in your native language. You can practice thinking in English while you are doing housework or while you are exercising. And you can read articles, listen to podcasts, and watch videos in English about topics you enjoy. This is important because you will make much more progress if you are having fun during the process of practicing your English. The third tip is to balance the areas of language learning. Learning any language has 6 different areas. There's reading, writing, speaking, listening, grammar, and vocabulary. And many students make the mistake of focusing too much on 1 or 2 areas, and they end up being weak in all the other areas. For example, a lot of students are very good at reading and are not so good at listening. Some students have excellent grammar, but when it comes to speaking, they have a lot of difficulty. So that's why it's important to practice every area. One tip is to dedicate 1 day per week to studying and practicing each area of the language. My fourth tip is to get a regular speaking partner through a conversation exchange website. You can't just study English, you need to use your English. If you have nobody to speak with in daily life, then you can find a speaking partner online through a conversation exchange website. On these websites, you can meet native English speakers who want to learn your native language. This way, you can both help each other learn and practice. One website is conversationexchange.com. Another one is sharedtalk.org. And you can also check out speaking24.com. That's speaking24.com. Try to speak with your conversation partner at least once a week. This is so important for practicing your speaking and building your confidence. My fifth tip is to read, watch, and listen to English in many different contexts. Let me explain what I mean. If you only watch news programs in English, then you will be able to understand a more formal style of English, but it will be difficult for you to understand a conversation between 2 native speakers, because conversations are often filled with idioms and slang that you won't hear in news programs. On the other hand, if you only watch movies and listen to songs in English, then you might not be able to understand or write a more formal or academic article. And if you only use English for work, then it will be hard to talk about other topics because you won't have the vocabulary. So make sure to diversify your English input. Read both fiction and nonfiction. Listen to both formal and informal English. Watch both lectures and conversations. Study both serious subjects and comedy, etc. Tip number 6 is very important. Learn how to think in English. This is one of the biggest keys to English fluency. But how is this possible? How can you learn to think in English? Well, there's a step-by-step process you can follow. First, you begin to think with individual English words. Just look around and try to think of the English words for everything you see. The next step is to progress to thinking in simple English sentences. Again, this is something you can do while you're in public or while you're waiting in line or any time during the day when you have some time to yourself. Just observe everything around you and try to form simple English sentences in your head. And finally, you can progress to the third step, imagining entire conversations and telling stories in your head in English. This is one of the best ways to practice English because if you make a mistake, nobody knows about it. Also, you can practice thinking in English anytime, anywhere. No need for a textbook or classroom. The earlier you begin the habit of thinking in English, the easier it will be to speak fast without translating in your head. My 7th tip is to say things with different words. Be creative. 2 big obstacles to English fluency are lack of vocabulary and pauses or hesitations. This usually happens because you have an idea, but you can't express it in English. It can be really frustrating. However, if you don't know a particular word, try to think of alternative ways to express your idea. Tip number 8 is to practice talking to yourself. This is really an excellent way to develop your fluency and build your confidence. There is no pressure to be perfect, and nobody else will hear your mistakes. For speaking ideas, you can go to a website with conversation questions and choose a topic. Just imagine that somebody is asking you the question, then practice answering it by talking to yourself out loud. It feels a little bit silly or ridiculous at first, but you can do it alone where no one will hear you, and it's a great step to putting your English into practice. My 9th tip is something that a lot of students find surprising. Don't think too much about grammar, and don't worry about mistakes. One of the biggest mental blocks for English learners is being nervous or afraid to make a mistake, or embarrassed if you don't speak perfectly. But remember, communication is much more important than perfection. It's possible to communicate even if the grammar is not perfect. Of course, with time, you will want to correct your mistakes, but for everyday speaking in general, relax and remember that mistakes are not fatal. The important thing is to communicate. And my 10th and final tip for becoming fluent in English is perhaps the most important, and that is, don't give up. Never stop learning. I've had a lot of students who study for a few years, then stop. Then start again, then stop for a long time, then restart. Maybe you have done this too. The problem is that you often lose the progress you made before, and then becoming fluent takes much, much longer. But the good news is that you don't need to be a language genius to become fluent in English. You just need to have dedication and practice consistently, and anybody can do that. If you do this, you will reach your goal of English fluency. I hope these 10 tips have encouraged you in your journey to becoming fluent in English. And if you want to become fluent faster, the ebooks and courses at espressoenglish.net can help you get there. So make sure to visit the website. I think you'll find some courses that you'll enjoy. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.